money. It's a business banger, baby. Baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Business tips.
It's a business banger, baby. Baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby. Baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby. It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger, baby. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
It's a business banger, baby.
Are you ready?
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Business Banger Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Here at the Business Banger Spotlight, we feature bold and brilliant individuals from all around the globe who are absolutely banging in business. From powerhouse CEOs to rising startup stars, guests share their real journeys, expert tips, game-changing insights, and a dose of motivation to keep you grinding. So, before we get into the show, we must get those formalities out of the way. So, if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to share with everyone that you know how to tune in, this is what you would share.
All right. So, Nikita, thank you so much for being our guest today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for your time and having me.
Oh, no problem. So before we jump into it, can you give everybody a little bit of information about yourself, like where you're from, what you like to do in your spare time, and what you do?
Well, my name is Nikita McAllister. I'm originally from New York, but I've been in Columbia, South Carolina now for the past 15 years. I own a home care business. In my spare time, I just like to relax, be by the water, and spend time with family.
Okay. So I know that your business is called Our Hearts Home Healthcare, but before we get into that, can you tell everybody what were you doing before you decided to start your own business? Were you working in the corporate world, or have you always been an entrepreneur?
Kind of always been an entrepreneur. I was, before I opened my own home care business, I was doing private duty and working for other home care businesses. At the same time, I was working as a machine operator at Shakespeare Plant.
Okay. All right. And what made you transition into a full-blown business? Like, what was the turning point for you?
I would say that was a client of mine that I've had. He passed away a couple of years ago, but I took care of him for maybe about 3-4 years. And during that time, he would always tell me how good I was at this and that it seemed that I enjoyed it. And why didn't I open my own business and help other people besides him? So when he passed away, it was kind of a honorary thing to do in remembrance of him. And it was just medical and home care and different nurses I had in my family. My mom was. So it was something that I've always seen.
Okay. All right. And what would you say was the most challenging thing that you had to face during the transition into your own business? Because, you know, most people, they start a business because they want more freedom or it's their passion and things of that sort. But to start a business because of a compliment and some encouragement from a client, that's a little original. So what was the greatest challenge you had to face and how did you overcome that?
Well, I guess my biggest challenge with me as far as my home care is that I opened it up during the pandemic. So that was a big challenge for me too, because a lot of stuff was delayed and stuff wasn't moving as it should be. I guess I could say another challenge was stepping out on my own. I was nervous and I was scared at first, really bad, that I didn't know if I can do it. But I had a great mentor that helped me along and helped me get over my fear for stepping out.
Okay. All right. And since then, What would you say has been your most, I'll say, or I should say your greatest accomplishment? Because opening up during the pandemic was hard, but it was actually great for a lot of people who were either already in business or were able to pivot, or people who were starting new businesses to fill some of the needs of people, you know, because there was so much limitation.
Yeah. That my greatest, that I feel that I accomplished what I wanted to do, that I, you know, being able to still be in business after 5 years, a lot of businesses that opened up during the pandemic didn't last or didn't survive it. So I guess my greatest thing would be that I'm still here and I'm still able to help people. And that's what drives me.
Okay. Awesome. Now, when it comes to your business, because a lot of different home healthcare professionals, a lot of them provide different services. So what services do you provide? Like, do you, you know, some people have medical included and some don't, not some are non-medical. So what services do you, does your business provide?
Okay. I am non-medical right now, but I provide personal care. We do light housekeeping. We do meal prep. We do companionship. We do have nurses services. We do wellness checks, which is that, pretty much if you're a client or not and you feel an elderly person is in need or not responding, we will go by and check on them for you. So we do errands, we accompany to doctor appointments, we do a lot with dementia clients and medicine reminders, and we do a lot. Yeah, and we're planning on adding more. We also help with supplies as far as incontinence supplies and wipes and gloves and masks and stuff like that that people need.
So tell us, who are your ideal clients and like what areas do you serve?
My ideal clients are elderly mostly. We range from the age of 45 to 100. I've had clients that in that age range. Our areas are Richland County, Lexington County, Newberry County, Orangeburg County, Calhoun County, Lexington County, I think I said that, and Colleton County as of now.
Okay. And if someone wanted to inquire about your services or maybe hire you for services, how would they go about doing that?
Okay, we do have a website, which is Our Hearts Home Care LLC.com. We're also on Yelp. You can also, with Yelp, you can ask for a consultation and it will, you can get directly to us. You can email us at ourheartshomecare2020@gmail.com. We are located at 7358 Garnes Ferry Road, Suite 111, Columbia, South Carolina. And also you can give us a call at 803-542-7074.
Awesome. Now, last but not least, can you tell everybody how can they connect with you and follow you and support you?
We are also on LinkedIn at Our Hearts Home Care. We are on Instagram at Our Hearts Home Care. And then also our website.
Listen, thank you so much for stopping by the Business Banger Spotlight. I have thoroughly enjoyed you and congratulations on your business. And I hope that you continue doing the work that you do and you continue to expand.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
All right, everyone, that wraps up another episode of the Business Banker Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Thank you to our guest again, and make sure you all go check them out, connect, and share. And remember, whether you're a seasoned boss or building your empire, this spotlight is your go-to for the energy, knowledge, and inspiration to level up. You're not just in business. You're a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A business banger, baby.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Ha, ha. It's a business banger.
entrepreneurship journey.
It's a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Business tips.
It's a business banger, baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby.
Entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discounts.
It's a business banger, baby.
Spotlight.